This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today in What Goes Around Comes Around, the online loan platform LendingClub, its founder and CEO has resigned after some uncomfortable questions about the company's business practices were raised. Shares were off 34% by the close in New York today. This is the latest bit of bad news for an industry that Wall Street had once been quite keen on. Often it's called peer-to-peer lending. You might know it by that name. Turns out, though, that things aren't quite as peer-to-peer as a lot of people thought. Marketplace's Mark Garrison explains.
First, quick reminder of how old-school loans work. Craig Ficardi is a principal executive advisor at CEB.
A traditional bank gets its funds typically from retail consumer deposits, and then they use that money and then lend it out to other consumers that need loans.
Dead simple. If banks lend at a higher rate than they pay depositors' interest, they make money. That worked okay for decades, but not so much in our era of risk-averse banks and low interest rates. Enter peer-to-peer lenders. A University of Cambridge report pegs peer-to-peer consumer lending at nearly $26 billion in America last year. That's up from just under $3 billion in 2013. With big money comes big change. Wharton professor Keith Weigelt says peer-to-peer might not even be the right name anymore.
If peer-to-peer originally meant person-to-person, it's definitely not person-to-person.
The original idea was that regular folks who need money could go to LendingClub or Prosper and connect with regular folks who had money. That still happens, but these days, lots of money is coming in big blocks from big institutions.
These investors, hedge funds, and so forth, they started seeing the sort of profitability, and then they started to jump in.
LendingClub, for example, went from no institutional investors in the beginning to about a third last year. Rajkumal Iyer, a finance professor at MIT's business school, explains what's drawing the heavy hitters to this untested space.
They basically want to get the maximum bang for their buck, so they are willing to take on this risk.
But as all this money from professionals pours in, tiny individual investors may find themselves running with a much faster crowd when they're picking and choosing the loans they back. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.